When we last heard from Nina Wu-Tan, she was surrounded by hundreds of other Elizabeth Warren supporters on election night.
This victory belongs to you.
I thought that's probably the best speech she's given this whole campaign. It was perfect. Uplifting, thoughtful. She thanked everybody.
As a single mom from Belmont, Wu-Tan was part of Warren's incredible race to victory against Scott Brown. On election night, she had this message for Warren.
Thank you. I love you. I'm excited for you. But don't screw up.
Nearly 2 months later, Wu-Tan was again moved to tears when she watched as Elizabeth Warren was sworn into office as the first female senator in Massachusetts.
Ms. Warren of Massachusetts.
Like the other volunteers who knocked on thousands of doors for Warren.
I'm Nina. I'm with the Elizabeth Warren campaign.
Okay.
Nina thought she had heard the last of Republican Scott Brown, and she planned to hang up her volunteer hat for good. But her attitude has changed, along with the state's shifting political landscape, now that the Democrats are preparing for a special election if John Kerry is confirmed as Secretary of State.
If Scott Brown decides to run again, I will definitely be out campaigning for somebody else for the special election.
That means volunteers like Nina, who were exhausted by the knockdown drag-out fight for the Senate, could potentially run into exhausted voters, like this Warren supporter who answered the door at her Cambridge home on the Sunday before Election Day.
Why you guys have been to this house? It's crazy. You're so over doing it.
Okay, we hadn't marked as a no response that somebody hadn't talked to you.
Yeah.
Okay,
three people have. Take me off the list.
Okay, you are going to support Elizabeth. Okay.
You know, is the sky blue today? I mean,
Wu-Tan believes volunteers may have recovered from their exhaustion by now, but the next Democratic candidate for Senate shouldn't expect them to turn out in droves as they did for Warren.
You know, I think the volunteers of Massachusetts are pretty resilient. I think that there's been enough time, you know, has passed that people will get out and volunteer. I don't think it will be quite in the same way as it was with the general election. I think it's going to have to be done in a different way. You know, you're not going to be able to have, you know, canvassing every day.
Democratic Congressman Ed Markey is the only declared candidate so far. While Nina is willing to consider volunteering for the eventual Democratic nominee, she says serving in the state's congressional delegation alone isn't enough for a candidate to win her over.
It really has to be about the issues and their beliefs. You know, in order to get my support, you have to be a pretty good person, a good politician. You have to care about this, you know, the issues I care about.
Right now, those issues are gun control, especially a federal ban on assault weapons, and job creation. Wu-Tan's joy over seeing Senator Warren go to Washington is tempered by her concerns about the flat economy. While she has more time to look for work, she wants the woman she devoted her life to last fall now to fulfill her campaign pledge to help Nina and other unemployed Americans find a job and earn a living wage. I'm Judy Ewell, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.